Joining me in the studio, I'm delighted to have him here in person, is Micheál O'Hurley. You're very welcome, Micheál.
Thank you very much.
So, Micheál, we've just been chatting there about his fascinating background with the army and politics and reporting on various wars and everything. So, we could probably chat about that for a different slot of the show. We're going to focus this evening, though, on his ice cream business here in Youghal. It's called Fantastic Flavors. And as I mentioned before the break, it has a list of, I think, 6 awards here and at least 2 other nominees and finalists as voted by the Irish Times. And TripAdvisor have been on their site there today, and the advice on TripAdvisor is just excellent across the board. So, Micheál, how long have you been in business in Youghal, and how did you get interested in ice cream in the first place?
We opened in the late spring of 2013. Mm-hmm. And when we were thinking about opening a business, we wanted to make sure that we did something we knew about. Making ice cream had always been a hobby of mine. I had bought a homemade ice cream machine at a car boot sale, a wedding gift that was never opened, back in 1983 when I was in the Army. And soldiers weren't paid so well, so I used to take milk and cream and sugar from the mess hall, and we'd sit up in the barracks, make ice cream, and play cards all night, and that's how we entertained ourselves. So I guess it's over 30 years of honing my recipes and learning from people. Wherever I went, I'd stop into an ice cream shop and ask them to trade a secret or two. And over the years, I got fairly good at it, and I thought I'd give it a go as a business. My wife, Oksana, used to be a senior trainer and human resource specialist with Vodafone Ukraine, a really huge business. So with her customer service background, my making ice cream background, we thought we'd make a go of it.
Excellent. And how has it gone for you? You know, so 2013, we're looking at your 5 years in. Tell us a bit about how crazy it's been and how...
Oh, it's been a journey. When we started off, the business was born basically out of everybody's retirement plans and everything just being destroyed during the crash that followed the Celtic Tiger. We weren't immune to that ourselves. So we started with 500 euros. We bought a ice cream freezer chest, a serve over, enough milk and a few scoops and sugar, and made ice cream and reinvested and reinvested and reinvested every day. And it became very popular. Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky, but it's been a journey and it's been a hard one. When you start a business that's undercapitalized, you live biting your fingernails every single day. Mm-hmm. And it's been a difficult journey, but it's been a rewarding one. And we like the people that come to the shop, and we like serving them. And so it's had its rewards as well.
And do you have, apart from yourself and your wife, are there other people in the business now, or is it just yourself?
Oh, we do. We have employees and a lot more during the summer. You know, we figured it out this summer that we serve an ice cream every 3.5 seconds. On average during the summer, a scoop of ice cream out every 3.5 seconds.
Wow.
So the problem we have with Youghal is that it's a seasonal business. So you work your fingers to the bone in the summer. And during the winter, it's very quiet, but it allows us to catch up and do some of our other work.
And do you still, see it's on your website, you're 12 to 5. You're still 12 to 5 during the winter?
Yeah, we stay open year-round. We close on Mondays. It's the only time we close is during the winter. We close
Excellent.
On Mondays.
So you won Dessert Outlet of the Year 2017. That's really brilliant. I mean, it's probably a destination now. People come here to visit
your
shop. Oh,
it is. And no one was more surprised than us. We went to this dinner because it's just nice to be nominated. I mean, let me tell you that if you go into a business hoping that you'll get a bunch of awards on the wall, you're doing the wrong thing.
It's not going to happen.
You have to do it because you like doing it. Mm. Because sometimes you don't make any money. Sometimes the stress, the pain, the agony, the problems are more than you want to deal with. So you have to like what you do. And if you don't, you probably shouldn't go into that line of business. Mm. So when an award nomination comes along, you're just tickled. So we went to this dinner and we're sitting there with all these people that have million-euro shops on Grafton Street, Butler's Chocolates, all these great Irish businesses that have been around forever. And when they announced our name, my wife and I looked at each other in disbelief. And the person sitting beside us, the Ukrainian ambassador, had to push us to get up out of our seats to go up to the stage. So we were surprised. We were honored.
And how did that get picked? Like, so was it like a mystery shop or how?
It's a combination of popularity. People nominate you, shopping. They take a look at your business, your social media profile, your reviews. They send someone in to take a look at your business, kind of mystery shop. So it's not just a popularity contest, and that's why it meant so very much to us.
Excellent. And you've got so many other things, since so many nominations and consistently ranked number one in TripAdvisor for the last 4 years. So it's definitely a place to come and visit for anyone who hasn't done so as yet. Tell us what the future looks like then, Michal. So is it like, are you going to be, so you kind of pride yourself on the small batches made locally with local suppliers. So how does that fit with scaling and growing a company, or is that on your horizon at all?
It is. It's very much on our horizon. My wife last night gave a television interview in New York about us opening up a shop in New York. We're looking for property now, looking for partners, Greenway Startups, who helps women in business do startups. Really liked my wife's story, liked our business, and they had us on – well, they had my wife on last night, and I thought she did particularly well. So that's something we're doing. We're also working with a company called Francor, who has been very successful in rolling out franchises across the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. And so that's something we're taking a hard look at now. We're going through the critical analysis, meeting with solicitors to make sure we have all the intellectual property rights to our names, not only fantastic flavors, but what we name the products. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. So we'll either be exhausted for trying, but in the meantime, we're going to continue doing what we do well every day, getting up, making handmade artisan ice cream, using local ingredients wherever we can find them, giving good customer service, and having a good crack along the way with the people we meet.
And I have to ask, because I suppose, Irish people are interested in people's backgrounds. So obviously, you've still got a bit of an American accent. You grew up in New York, and your family are from West Cork, is that right?
Yeah, the Hurleys, we're West Cork people. I spent most of my adult life either in the Army or in Washington, D.C. in politics, but I would call New York home. So y'all is definitely a different experience than New York City. It's one we chose y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where we wanted to be. We like the place. We love the people. The community's great. The amenities, I don't care whether it's the RR Leisure Center or the water or the beaches, the restaurants like Clancy's or the Red Store or the Coffee Pot, the Priory, Ahern's. You couldn't do worse for good food around here. I mean, we're lousy with good food, as New Yorkers say.
Right.
We have our daughter, Mairead. Mairead's a bit older, but we have a 2-year-old now. She's almost two, blonded. We have a new baby coming in January.
Oh, congratulations.
So we think
you're so busy.
Yeah, well, that one I blame on my wife. She does all the hard work. I just take all the credit. When the kids are good, they're my kids. When they're bad, they're her kids.
Of course.
But, with a 2-year-old and a new one coming in January, It kind of stresses the business factor. We have to stay family focused. Mm-hmm. We like y'all, and we think this is a great place for our kids to grow up.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Michal, to speak to me. And I'm delighted to hear that your plans for expansion and, the very best of luck with those and with the new baby and everything. So long may it last. I hope it's a fantastic success for you. And I look forward to dropping in very soon for some of that wonderful ice cream, which I have to admit I haven't tried yet. So after all I've heard about it online now, I have to come in and see what it's all about.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.